Joining us now on SB Nation Radio, Dale Hillestray. He's a guy with three Super Bowl rings with the Dallas Cowboys and a long career in the NFL. Welcome into the show, Dale.
I'm excited to be with you guys. How are you today?
We're doing great. We are noting that the Dallas Cowboys, your former team, is not doing so well. It's really amazing to think how far they've fallen in just 3 weeks, and they've not looked productive at all. Did you see this coming? I mean, what's happened in the last 3 weeks?
Well, I don't know if anybody saw it coming, but I don't know if anybody saw that you're going to lose your running back, your left tackle, and your best defensive player all in the same span, too.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I think the wonderful thing about the NFL is the fact that every year is a new year. And, you know, I mean, in college football, you seem to see the same 5, 6, 8, 10 teams that are going to be vying for a national championship. In the NFL, the roster changes every year. And, you know, the NFC's got a lot of good football teams in it. And right now, Dallas is not playing as well as they'd like to.
We're talking to Dale Hillestray, former Dallas Cowboy player, among many other things. Dale, though, people are now looking at whether Jason Garrett is making the moves he needs to make, whether he's adjusting to the injuries that have happened. Do you think the coaching staff deserves some of the blame that's coming back with the losses?
Well, you know, you go back a few weeks, and when Smith was Tyron Smith, the left tackle, and you're starting a young kid over there for him, and you see he's struggling. I think every game you go into it with a game plan, saying, "Hey, our guys can match up against their guys," but it was quick. It was very early in that game that you realize that Green could not match up. And so you have to have other things in your arsenal. I would think that if they go back and look at the film, they wish that they would have made adjustments earlier than they did, even though I don't think they made the adjustments necessary that game.
Dale, quick question for you, still sticking with Dallas. If you had to pick an MVP in absentia, basically, would it be Ezekiel Elliott, Tyron Smith, or Sean Lee? Who do you think is the most important by...
That's a good question, actually.
Of course, we'd really like you to suit up.
I think Dan Bailey's pretty good, too. There's another injury they've had.
I probably would have them try MVPs, but if I had to rank them, I'd probably say Ezekiel first, Tyron Smith second, and then Sean Lee third, although all of them are huge losses to a team. You know, you take away three of the four best players on any football team and they're going to struggle.
Mm-hmm. Which then in turn leads to Dak Prescott struggling because he's not used to playing from behind. It's just kind of a mess. So hopefully they can turn things around. And maybe, Dale, you will suit up for them again.
Well, see, it's how I have an artificial hip and I got plates in my leg. If they're looking to me, they're in real big trouble.
Shifting gears really quickly, Dale, to the AFC. Are the Steelers for real? I watched the game last night, and it was down to the wire against the Aaron Rodgers-less Packers. I'm concerned about the consistency of Roethlisberger and the Steelers team as a whole. How much confidence do you have in them that they can play far into January?
Well, again, you look at them, they got a bunch of talented players. And when those guys are all on the same page and they're all making plays, they can play with anybody. But as we've seen this year, if they're not all on the same page and not all playing together, they can lose to just about anybody. It makes for an exciting game to watch. If I were a Steeler fan, though, mm-hmm. it would give me cause for concern.
We're talking to Dale Hillestray, a former NFL football player. Dale, the Kansas City Chiefs have taken a big fall as well. That is something I did not see coming. In fact, early in the season, of course, they had the great win over the Patriots. How do you diagnose what's happened there? It seems less obvious to me than the Cowboys. It's not three or four big marquee injuries.
Well, again, I think they probably aren't doing the things they did early in the year. You know, you had Kareem Hunt who burst on the scene as a running back and seemed like he was going for over 100 yards every week and everybody's fantasy dream and all those things, and they struggled there, which then again puts a lot more pressure on an Alex Smith. And Alex Smith's career is, you know, you give him a supporting cast, he's not going to lose you football games. I'm just not sure if he's talented enough, like an Aaron Rodgers, to go out there and win you football games. I think that's where you're struggling right now if you're the Kansas City Chiefs.
So if you're Andy Reid, do you stick with Alex Smith? Because, of course, the fan base is screaming, Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes. But there's also the loss of safety, Eric Berry, which has been a huge loss. Do you stick with Alex Smith at this point, or do you try out Patrick Mahomes just to give him time before next season?
Well, I think to the fan, every fan's favorite is a backup quarterback because he can always do better than the guy unless you're up in New England. The backup quarterback can always do better than the starter can. I think that Kansas City's plan is, you know what, we are going to let Mahomes learn this year. I think over the long haul it's going to be best for the organization, although, you know, another loss or two, and I think Andy Reid might have to try and pull the trigger, even though I don't think he wants to.
We're talking to Dale Hellestray, former NFL player. Dale, one of the most interesting quarterback situations in the league is Case Keenum starting, Teddy Bridgewater on the bench, and, of course, Sam Bradford injured. Nobody saw that coming into the season, and, of course, none of those quarterbacks are under contract for next year. Are you now a believer in Case Keenum?
You know what? As long as they keep winning, I'm a believer in them, and I think that's the way Mike Zimmer and his staff look at it. Obviously, that team, they start with defense, and they're as good as anybody in the league. Case Keenum, you know, you go with a hot hand. I remember back in the early 80s, Troy Aikman got hurt in 1991, and Steve Berline stepped in. We won six straight. Troy was healthy towards the end of the year, but we kept winning, and Jimmy stuck with him. So I think you're going to stick with the hot hand being Case Keenum until something happens where you have to make a change.
Hey, Dale, since we've got you on the phone, you're one of the best long snappers, if not the best, in NFL history. So you look at Dak Prescott, Tom Brady, Jacoby Brissett, Russell Wilson, Tom Savage. These are some of the many quarterbacks that are constantly under duress due to weak offensive line play. You, as a premier gold standard on the offensive line, why are we seeing so many subpar lines?
Well, I think that goes back to the agreement, the CBA, that the players struck with the owners, and there's no off-season work. There's very little contact. There's no way for these offensive linemen coming from college, who all they do is stand on the line. They only have to pass block for about a second because the ball's coming out of the quarterback's hands. There's no chance for them to improve from year to year. And I think that and tackling are the two things that have really shown up with this lack of contact in practice. And then as the offensive line goes, it's about being together for a while. It's about facing duress together. And you don't do that anymore, especially in the off season and during training camp.
That's Dale Hellestray. Dale, thanks so much for joining us on SB Nation Radio. Really appreciate the stuff.
Great to have you, Dale.
You got it. You guys have a good night.